Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, thanks for tuning in. Right back to it from Maxville High School. Seth Tollison in studio. I'm Brandon Tem, and it's the second of our double dip tonight between the Big 7 and the TBL. In the girls' contest, it was all Riverside, 49-29. So the Cyclones looking for a sweep tonight here at Axel. As we get set for the Cyclones at 5-7 against the Eagles, who are 5-6. Let's get you the starting lineups as we get set for tip-off here. All white uniforms for Axel, all black uniforms with turquoise trim for the Cyclones. And we'll start with the Road Dogs in Riverside. Come in at 5-7. Tyler Herbster, third year as head coach. They'll go like this. Ryder Davis is a 5'10 sophomore, joined by Kobe Davis, a 6-foot senior. Brock Studer is a 6-foot senior. Todrick Duncan is a 5'11 junior. And then Percy Duncan is a 6-foot sophomore. So again, for the Cyclones, it is Davis with Ryder and Kobe. Pair of Duncans with Todrick and Percy, and then joined those four by Brock Studer. For the Axel Eagles at 5-6 overall, Jason Tynan, year number 7 at the helm. They'll go like this. Eli Brockstrom, a 6-foot freshman. Isaac Detweiler, a 5'11 junior. Brandon Schmelsley, a freshman as well at 6 feet tall. Owen Strothman in the post, a 6'5 junior. And also in the post, Grant Futhing, a 6-foot sophomore. So again, for Axel, it is Brockstrom, Detweiler, Schmelsley, Strothman, and Bussing. Good crowd on hand. Of course, Axel coming off a 6th-place finish at the TVL tournament last week. They lost to Troy in the first round, then beat Blue Valley, and then lost to Clifton Clyde in the 5th-place game. But overall, they've lost 4 of their last 5, so looking to get back on the winning track here tonight. You know, for Riverside, this is a team that's 3-3 over their last 6. They're 5-7. They took 5th place at the McLouth Invitational last week, winning 2 out of 3. They got wins over McLouth and Maranatha after an opening round loss to Horton. And then they lost at Fulton on Tuesday, 53-38. This is Axel's first game since the TBL tournament wrapped up last weekend. So here we go, getting set. The final couple players being announced. All black uniforms again for the Cyclones. All white uniforms for the Axel Eagles. Should be a good one, though, here tonight. Riverside will be going for the sweep as the girls won the first contest by 20, 49-29, led by Taylor Weiser's 14-point, 11-rebound double-double. Jason Tynan, year 7, head coach at Axel. Riverside head coach Tyler Herbster, year number 3 at the helm. So it will again be Ryder Davis, Kobe Davis, Brock Studer, Todrick Duncan, and Percy Duncan for Riverside, for Axel, Brockstrom, Detweiler, Schmelsley, Strothman, and Bussing. Axel will go right to left. Riverside will be left to right. It'll be Percy Duncan jumping, Schmelsley jumping for Axel, tipped into the backcourt, and it's Eli Brockstrom, the Eagle. First possession for the home team Eagles here to start the ball game. Detweiler left side to Brockstrom on the wing. Free throw line, it goes to Bussing. They want Strothman inside. Tipped in the air, no good, and a steal underneath by Riverside. Picked off by Percy Duncan. Here's Ryder Davis, top of the key, it goes to Kobe Davis. Now left side to Studer. Axel in a 2-3 zone defense. They want to skip it here to the near side. They go inside. It's Percy Duncan. Shot up no good, but a foul. And he'll shoot 2. They get Owen Strothman with the foul, and Percy Duncan will shoot two. A six-foot sophomore, averaging just shy of 10 points and 8 rebounds per game. He shorts on the first free throw, just a 53% free throw shooter this season. Second on the way. That one is good. So Duncan gets Riverside on the board first. 1-0, 40 seconds into the ball game. Here's Detweiler. Gets around a screen. Wants to go all the way inside. Scoop shot no good on the right side, and a rebound for Riverside. Here's Kobe Davis. Right down the center. Now angles left. Now will jump stop and pop to Todrick Duncan, who gets inside. Kicks it left to Studer. Now Davis back to Studer in the corner. Dribbles around the arc from left to right. Pass knocked away and a steal. And then this one is launched out of bounds. Might have slipped out of the hands of Brockstrom. And a turnover by Axtell is going to give it right back to Riverside. We've played 109 here in the first quarter, and it's a 1-0 Riverside lead. And get it up the floor, working on this pressure. Here's Todrick Duncan. Nice spin move. Layup good. Fancy footwork by the 5'11 junior, Todrick Duncan. Makes it 3-0 Riverside, 90 seconds in. Detweiler pass to Brockstrom, and his shot is rejected out of bounds by Kobe Davis. So the Eagles will keep underneath their own bucket. 6:29 left here, first quarter. Trailing Riverside 3-0. Here is Schmelzley to throw it in, left side of his own backboard. Fakes underneath, now to Detweiler in the corner. He'll back it out into the left corner. Wants a screen by Strothman, working right, gets to the free throw line. Now kicks to Schmelzley on the wing. Top of the key to Bussing. Now left side to Brockstrom. Gets the screen, gets inside. A lot of contact, no call. Missed shot, and a rebound for Riverside. They wanted to get it up the floor quickly, and a steal by Detweiler will give it right back to Axtell. Down 3-0, 2 minutes in. Here's Bussing right side. Now Detweiler top of the key. Ball fake. Gets inside. 10-foot J. No good. Rebound Riverside. Here's Kobe Davis. Top of the key. Now goes left side to Studer. Right back to Kobe. Top of the key. Play a little piggyback with it. Now right side it goes to Ryder Davis, the sophomore. Go to Todrick Duncan inside. Good backdoor cut. Kobe Davis, beautifully done. Todrick Duncan, beautiful assist. And Kobe Davis for two. Makes it 5-0 Riverside. Under 5:20 to go. And Axtell a little sped up, getting up the floor. They turn it over. Riverside gets it back. That 5-0 lead, still early portions of the first quarter. Bounce it up the floor to Kobe Davis. Now to Studer inside, but out of bounds. Last touch by Grant Bussing. So the Cyclones will keep it underneath their own bucket. It'll be Studer to throw it in, left side of his own backboard. So Ryder Davis curls around the arc from left to right. Now Studer high right on the wing, guarded by Schmelzley. They sit back in that zone defense. Now it's Todrick Duncan trying to split two. Awkward to leave his feet, but gets a pass up top to Kobe Davis. Now bounces to Todrick Duncan at the elbow. Inside, basket, good. Percy Duncan, and it's a 7-0 start for Riverside and a timeout for Axtell. At 4:47 left here in the first quarter, a 7-0 Riverside lead. It's a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Impressive start for the Cyclones. Came in at 5-7. Eagles have lost 4 of 5, and they're 5-6. This Riverside team looks good. They're in the early going with a 7-0 lead. 3 by Percy Duncan, 2 apiece by Kobe Davis and Todrick Duncan. So out of the timeout, same 5 for Axtell. Detweiler, Bussing, Schmelzley, Strothman and Brockstrom, and the same starters for Riverside as well. Waxville down 7-0. 4:40 left here. First quarter clock moving. They got the ball with Schmelzley in the corner. Works it up to the wing. Now inside to Brockstrom, who lays it up and in. Eli Brockstrom, the first basket for Axtell, and they're on the board. They trail 7-2. We got 4:20 left here in the first quarter. Here's Kobe Davis. Staring down the 2-3 Axtell zone. Gets it to Studer, left corner. Now it's Ryder Davis back to Studer in the left corner. Ryder Davis, short corner left. Has to get out of some trouble, and he's knocked down and a foul. Stops the clock at 4:02. They get Grant Bussing with this foul, his first, team second. As we'll see Sawyer Dieters check in for him, a 6'1 sophomore. 7-2, Riverside by 5, 4:02 left here in the first. As Kobe Davis trying to get a pass in, and then it's stolen away and then given right back by Axtell. Percy Duncan for 3. In and out, no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down. A whistle and a foul, and free throws coming up for Todrick Duncan. We got the offensive rebound off that miss, and we'll shoot 2. It's Strothman who picks up his second, and that's going to have to bring Grant Bussing back into the game. As the first free throw is off, no good for the 5'11 junior, Todrick Duncan. He's a 55% foul shooter. Averages 14-10. Big body inside, averaging a couple of steals per game as well. And he goes 0-2. And a rebound for Grant Bussing. 7-2 Riverside, 3:45 clock, moving first quarter. Here's Brockstrom. Detweiler to Schmelzley in the corner. Back to Brockstrom on the wing. Works to the right elbow, stops there, and he's called for a travel. 5 turnovers here in the first quarter by Axtell. Gives it back to Riverside with 3:34 left. A 7-2 Cyclones lead. Here's Kobe Davis. Right side pass to Ryder Davis. Todrick Duncan inside, and he's going to get tied up. And the possession arrow will keep it with Riverside. Studer to throw it in. Still looking now to Ryder Davis, short corner left, had it knocked away, and a steal by Axtell, and it's going to be a layup in transition for Brandon Schmelzley. Doesn't get much easier than that. Gets it to within 3, 7-4 Riverside. Here's Percy Duncan. It's going to be an offensive foul. It's going to be on Todrick Duncan. Player control foul. He was a little off balance and out of control going into the lane. Now Axtell gets it back. Little momentum down by 3 with 3 minutes to go here in the first. Here's Schmelzley to Detweiler. Baseline drive, lost it, and a steal. Here's Duncan all the way to the 10. Missed the layup. Rebound for Schmelzley. He wants to get it up the floor. A lot of contact and an offensive foul. They're going to get Brockstrom. So another offensive foul. This one goes against Eli Brockstrom, his first. And the fourth team foul against Axtell here in the first quarter. Riverside with it, leading 7-4, 2:40 and counting first quarter. There's Kobe Davis, top of the key, wanting a screen there by Percy Duncan, not there. Now Studer gives it back to Kobe Davis, right back to Studer, right back to Kobe. Gets to the right elbow, pulls from there, short. And a rebound for Grant Bussing and Axtell. And deflected pass out of bounds, Axtell will keep. Trailing by 3, 7-4, 2:23 left here in the first. Thing to throw it in. Into the left corner it goes. Detweiler, his pass deflected, but Brockstrom has it on the right wing. Here's Detweiler, left side. Bouncing one, a whistle and a foul. I think it's going to be on Ryder Davis. And it is. That's his first. Team foul number two on Riverside. Schmelzley to throw it in, left side of his own backboard. No looking, gets it into Detweiler. Works it inside, and a difficult shot. Might have been partially blocked, no good, and a rebound for Todrick Duncan and the Cyclones as he works it up the floor from left to right, hands it off to Kobe Davis. They reset with 2 minutes left here in the first, leading 7-4. Riverside has really controlled the pace. When they get it into the half court, they slow it down. Studer left side to Kobe Davis. Inside it goes to Percy Duncan, and pass deflected and intercepted. Detweiler wants to go coast to coast. A lot of contact, no call, and a rebound for Todrick Duncan off the miss. Now he wants to go inside with a lot of steam, and that's going to be a blocking foul. Jason Tynan and the coaching staff for Axtell pleading their case. Thought it was a charge. Schmelzley picks up the foul. They're going to say it's on the floor. Down to a minute 33 left here in the quarter. 7-4, Riverside. Ryder Davis in the corner. Back up top to Kobe Davis. Works it around the arc from right to left. Gets it right back top of the key. Now Studer, left wing. Those two like to play back and forth with it. A lot of perimeter passing. There's another lazy pass. That's going to be a steal. And Schmelzley had it knocked away. And Axtell trying to get it back. And Studer and Brockstrom get tied up. And they're going to call a tie-up. And the possession arrow will give it back to Axtell. Keep it on this end. Get a whistle and a timeout. It's a quick 30. We're down to 109 left here in the first. 7-4 Riverside. Both teams have had their struggles here in the early going offensively. See if we can get a scoreboard update. Had some girls' scores, or at least a girls' final from earlier. Silver Lake defeating Sabetha 51-13. Sabetha was held scoreless in the fourth quarter of that game. A couple of boys' games already at halftime. Hiawatha leading Horton 33-20, and Silver Lake on top of Sabetha 32-17. All the action will be recapped this evening by the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Our boys at Tollison in studio taking care of business as usual on Friday night. Kirk Kilman in there helping out as well. That will wrap up our broadcast here this evening. At 69 seconds left here in the first quarter. Axtell with the ball out of the timeout, trailing Riverside 7-4. Far sideline, it'll be Dieters to throw it in, gets it into Schmelzley up top. Now it's Detweiler at the elbow, turns, faces there, has the dribble, now wants to drive, short corner, had it knocked away, and he's on the floor and then scooped up and a steal. Another steal by Riverside. Percy Duncan. Little short J from inside. Little floater with the right hand is good by Percy Duncan. He's got five. 9-4, 5-point Riverside lead at under 45 seconds to go. Here's Schmelzley left side to Detweiler in the corner. Rocksterman up top. He'll fire a deep three, short. Rebound for Ryder David. Now Riverside can slow it down in the final 30 seconds here in the quarter. A good defensive start for Riverside. Axtell with just 4 points. There's another steal in the backcourt by Schmelzley. Good bounce pass to Brockstrom, and the layup is good. Brockstrom with four. 14 seconds left here in the quarter. 9-6 Riverside. Down to 7 seconds. Now Kobe Davis just wanting a ball screen up top. Works to his right. Now fires a deep three. Short. Rebound Detweiler. And that's the end of the first quarter. So again, scoring hard to come by, Riverside by three. They lead here at Axtell after 8 minutes, 9-6. We'll step aside. Second quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Mike, my team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Kansaland Radio.
9-6, Riverside by 3 as we start the second quarter. Percy Duncan leading the Cyclones with 5. Here's Toby Davis. Bounce pass top of the key to Todrick Duncan. Left side to Percy Duncan. Nice ball fake. Nice move. Inside layup. Good. Percy Duncan now with 7. Makes it 11-6 Riverside, a 5-point lead, just getting going here in the second quarter. Rockstrom's pass deflected by Ryder Davis. Now Davis comes away with it, layup, no good, but he drew the foul. Nice anticipation by the sophomore Ryder Davis, who will shoot 2. The actual foul was Rockstrom. That's his second, team foul number 6. So the 5'10 sophomore Ryder Davis. Looking for his first points here tonight. First one is up and short on the first. As Evan Bussing, a junior, is now checking in for Axtell, taking the spot of Brocksterman. Second, no good, but an offensive rebound. And stick back is up and in by Todrick Duncan. So Davis misses both free throws, but it doesn't matter. Todrick Duncan bails him out with an offensive rebound and stick back, makes it 13-6 Riverside, not quite a minute into this second quarter. Pass deflected out of bounds, last touch by the Cyclones, so Axtell keeps. Down 7, early second quarter. Here's Schmelzley in the right corner. Bouncing it inside to Dieters. Dieters quickly doubled, had it knocked away, but Schmelzley kept it alive and tried to wrap a pass around underneath, but deflected again out of bounds. So Axtell will throw it in. Schmelzley left side of the backboard. Fires it into Bussing on the block. Now it's Detweiler up top, who's been quiet so far in this first half, has yet to score. Axtell has had their struggles. There's Detweiler, a drive, lays it in left side with the right hand. First bucket for Isaac Detweiler, makes it 13-8 Riverside. Down to 6:35 left here in the first half. Here's Kobe Davis bouncing it inside to Todrick Duncan, to Percy, who lays it in. 9 here in the first half by Percy Duncan. A 15-8 lead, and there's a whistle and a foul. Schmelzy on a drive will draw the foul, I believe, on Studer. And it is Brock Studer who picks up the foul. So this is a shooting foul as Schmelzy will shoot 2. Just the third team foul against Riverside in the first half. Schmelzy looking for his third point of the night as he is off on the first. 2 points and a rebound so far for the 6-foot freshman. And he goes 0-for-2 and a rebound for Riverside. 15-8, Cyclones in front with the ball, still early portions of the second quarter. Looking for Studer inside. He had it knocked away and a steal by Axtell. Here's Detweiler. Free throw line, kicked it up top. Now right side to Evan Bussing. They go inside, fading away, shot no good, battle for the rebound, Studer comes away with it. And then up the floor to Kobe Davis, who makes an easy layup, who was leaking out in transition. 17-8 Riverside. 5:45 until halftime. Detweiler, right side pass to Schmelzley. Detweiler works it into the corner. Now they reverse it left side to Evan Buthing. Guarded by Ryder Davis, who has it knocked away, and the ball still on the floor, and it's picked up by Studer. Another steal. Here's Percy Duncan to Studer up top to Ryder Davis. Bouncing it to Todrick Duncan. Working on Buthing, a whistle and a foul. As Grant Buthing will pick up his second, it's on the floor. But it's team foul number 7, so it's going to be a 1-1. This will put Todrick Duncan to the line. He got 4 points and 5 rebounds here in the first half. And missed the free throw and a rebound for Grant Buthing. 17-8 Riverside. Still over 5 minutes left here in the second quarter. And they're going to call an offensive foul. Not sure what it was on there. I think an illegal screen by Sawyer Dieters. As Grady Buthing now will check in for Axtell, replacing Grant Buthing. Coming up on 5 minutes to go until halftime. Riverside leading by 9, 17-8. Want to go inside. This is Todrick Duncan. Fades with the right hand. Shot no good. Battle for the rebound underneath. And then a whistle and a foul on Todrick Duncan. It goes back to Axtell. 4:53 left here in the first half. As Braden Roop, a senior, is now into the game for Riverside. So here comes Detweiler up the floor near sideline. Stops on the left wing, wants a ball screen. Works it to the free throw line, kicks it right to Evan Buthing. Now top of the key it goes to Dieters. Now Schmelzley left side, works around a screen, kicks it left. That's Grady Buthing, whistle, and he's going to be called for a travel. Riverside gets it back, 4:36 left to go in this second quarter. Again, it's been a struggle offensively for the Eagles. Nothing easy. Riverside leading 17-8. Percy Duncan to Studer inside. Now back to Percy Duncan, top of the key. Kobe Davis in the corner. Curls around a screen, gets to the free throw line, pulls up from there. No good, too strong. And a rebound for Axtell. Detweiler, sideline, stops on the left wing, now works it, good screen. Nice backdoor cut. Schmelzley had a shot blocked by Studer. And a rebound, and now Percy Duncan in transition, and then he had it knocked away, and a steal by Axtell. Here's Detweiler inside the free throw line, and then he had it knocked away, and another steal. Shot blocked inside, a whistle and a foul. Is going to put Percy Duncan at the line to shoot two. They'll get Schmelzley with this foul, his second. Yeah, that foul should not have been on Schmelzley. He blocked the shot, but there was another defender. That's what Jason Tynan and crew is telling the officials, that it shouldn't be on Schmelzley. They said it was the body. If it was either Grady or Evan Buthing, it was actually the one who had the body. Okay, so they changed it. So it's going to be Sawyer Dieters who picks up the foul. A lot of confusion here as we're just trying to shoot free throws. So Percy Duncan will shoot two. First is up and in. He's had a good first half. He's got 10 points, 3 rebounds, 2 for 3 at the line so far. Second one is up, and the second is good. He's got 11. 19-8 Riverside at 3:40 left to go here in the first half. Here's Evan Bussing right side. Top of the key it goes to Grady Bussing. Now Schmelzley curls to the free throw line. Kicks it to Detweiler. Right corner three. That is too strong. Schmelzley gets the rebound and then it's fouled underneath. Schmelzley will shoot two. They get Braden Roop, who just checked in with the foul, his first. So Schmelzley at the line. He's 0-for-2 there so far. 2 points tonight. They make it 0-for-3. Points have just been hard to come by here in the first half for Axel. Nothing seems to be falling. Schmelzley trying to get one. He does. He goes 1-for-2, makes it 19-9 Riverside. Under 3.5 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Studer, right side on the wing. Facing down Detweiler, now Kobe Davis. Now Studer in the right corner. Drives baseline and out of bounds. Last touch by Axel. So Studer set to throw it in. Down to 3:08 left until halftime. Get it into Kobe Davis, but he missed the layup and gets his own rebound. Second chance up and good. Six now for Kobe Davis. Makes it 21-9 Riverside. Under 3 minutes to go here in the second. Detweiler left side to Evan Bussing. Now right side to Schmelzley. Gets to the free throw line. Pulls up from there. Too strong, but I stand corrected. Gets a couple friendly bounces off the rim and falls through. Five now for Schmelzley. 21-11, Riverside by 10. Coming up on 2.5 minutes left until halftime. Here's Kobe Davis. A little stop and pop. Left it short and out of bounds. Detweiler couldn't hold on to it. And Riverside caught a break. They'll get it back. As Brocksterman and Grant Bussing will both check back in. And it's going to be a timeout for Riverside. I think it's a full timeout, just double-checking by the official. So Riverside takes a timeout. We will as well. Our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Many flavors of popcorn to choose from. It's the perfect timeout snack. Back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Hein and True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HeinandTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
2:27 until halftime. Riverside leading Axel 21-11. Percy Duncan leading all scores with 11. Axel's leading scorer is Braden Schmelzley with 5. So out of the timeout, Riverside with the basketball underneath their own bucket in a 10-point lead. Kobe Davis, left side of the backboard to throw it in. Over the top, into the backcourt with Ryder Davis. Man-to-man defense right now by Axel. Here's Percy Duncan on the wing. Gets to the top of the key to the free throw line. Little floater in the lane is no good, and a rebound for Grady Bussing. Clears it up the way. Here's Schmelzley. Drive, difficult shot is up and in. By Brandon Schmelzley in transition. He's got 7. 21-13 Riverside. 2 minutes left. Till halftime. Kobe Davis will walk it up the floor. Angles left. Goes that way on the wing to Percy Duncan. It's a ball screen from Studer. Backs out top of the key. Now Ryder Davis a touch. Now he'll go baseline right. Difficult shot and he banks it in and lost his glasses. Ryder Davis makes it a 10-point game at 23-13. Down to 1:40 until halftime. Here comes Detweiler. Near sideline. Axel down 10 late first half. 23-13. He's on the left wing. Gets a screen. Curls all the way on Studer inside. Draws the foul and will shoot two. And the foul's on Studer, his second. And Isaac Detweiler, who's been quiet here tonight, just 2 points, will shoot two. And exactly a minute and a half left here until halftime, and Detweiler perfect on the first. Makes it 23-14. And the second, no good. He goes 1 for 2. Rebound, Percy Duncan. Duncan, top of the key. Right side to Kobe Davis on the wing. Roop sets a screen. Hands it back off to Percy Duncan. Right side on the wing. He's guarded by Grant Bussing. Now we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be an offensive foul, an illegal screen. Or no, take that back. It's going to be on Axel as they get Brockstrom in with the push. That's his third foul. Or wait, correction. They get Grant Bussing for his third. And Braden Roop will shoot two free throws. First one, no good. So Sawyer Dieters has to come in as Grant Bussing's picked up three fouls. Down to 69 seconds left until halftime. As Roop is 0 for 2, he missed them both, and a rebound by Detweiler. 23-14, Riverside by 9 with a minute to go until halftime. Good feed inside, but a shot missed by Brockstrom, and a rebound for Studer. Down to 50 seconds, see what Riverside wants to do. With a 9-point lead. Here's Studer, guarded by Detweiler. Now Roop at the elbow. Now top of the key to Ryder Davis. Down to 34 seconds. Here's a 3, the left wing. That one's no good. And a rebound, though, by Ryder Davis, keeping the possession alive. And the Cyclone bench saying, let's play for the final shot. 18 seconds to go. Here's Percy Duncan, now down to 8. Now Kobe Davis, a drive, trying to find Roop inside, but he missed the pass and out of bounds, so a turnover. Daxtel now with a chance, 3.5 seconds to go, but they got to get it up the floor. Pass it into Detweiler, midcourt, gets to the top of the key, a 3 at the buzzer is short, and that's the end of the first half. Scoring hard to come by. For Axel, it's been a tough night offensively. Riverside with a 23-14 halftime lead. Halftime brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Fulton on K16. If you want the best, got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Riverside 23, Axel 14. Halftime coverage starts next here on Kansaland Radio.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. If you want to save some money, pick some Muncie's and Bunny. Here's all you have to do. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Get out of town.
It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better.
Get out of town.
7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Fate in Holton.
Ring in 2022 with the $22 special at the Pizza Bakery in Horton. Get any single topping pizza and a medium cheese breadstick for just $22 in January. Warm up with soups for lunch or check out wraps, salads, wings, or desserts. The Pizza Bakery is locally owned and offers great food and great variety 7 days a week. Plus, the hot case is an option for a quick grab and go. For carry out or eat in, phone 486-2602. Thanks for your support and best wishes in the new year from the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
A little extended halftime here at Axtell as the Eagles trail Riverside 23-14 here at halftime. Again, our halftime coverage presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Let's get you the first half numbers. We'll start with Riverside. 11 by Percy Duncan. Lead all scores. He was 3 of 4 at the line and had 4 rebounds. Kobe Davis had 6. Todrick Duncan had 4. And Ryder Davis had 2. For Axtell, Brandon Schmelsley, 7 first half points. Eli Brockstrom with 4. And Isaac Detweiler with 3. Riverside is out rebounding Axtell 15-9. Axtell had 13 turnovers. Riverside had 10. And Riverside, even with a 9-point lead, it could have been more. They were just 3 out of 11 at the free throw line in the first half. Axtell hit 2 of their 6 free throws in the first half. Again, Riverside leading. It is 23-14. Halftime continues after another timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at NEKTax.com.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
The Moyle & James Bank & Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moyle & James Bank & Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Let us help you get your life back to normal with physical therapy from STARS, Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'm Mark Sudbeck. To remind you, we offer many ways to help you recover from surgery or an injury, and we have 2 locations, in Horton and in Hiawatha. At STARS, you'll find many of our therapists are from the area and have a genuine interest to provide you individualized attention for your recovery. So if you have pain, a sprain, or a strain, let STARS help you back to good health with locations in Horton and Hiawatha.
Kansaland Radio.
And continuing on, a little extended halftime here at Axtell. Some festivities on the floor right now. It's Riverside leading the Eagles 23-14. We do got some scores we can update. On the boys' side, some halftime scores. Hiawatha was leading Horton 33-20. Silver Lake, a big lead on Sabetha, 32-17. Also a girls' halftime score. This is part of the Jeff County North Tournament. As pool play wraps up tonight, it was JCN leading Valley Falls 22-12. That game on our sister station, CARE 93.7. Some other games at the half. Holton leading Chapman. This is a boys' game, 20-16 on the Holton Channel at MSCSports.net. And then the number one team in 3A, Royal Valley, no problem so far through 16 minutes. They lead Mission Valley at the break, 42-22. There's some scores from around the area. Everything will get recapped tonight following our broadcast here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on both 92.1 and 103.9. Again, a extended halftime here. We'll take another break. We'll have more after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? No way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know they're planning on expanding their services to you soon to include retail sales. Listen for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling in May. So give them a call now and get your name on the schedule. 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing and soon retail sales. South on Last Chance Road in Troy.
Kansaland Radio.
Still halftime of our boys' game. It's Axel trailing Riverside by a score of 23-14. And if you're just joining us, it was the Riverside girls in the first game tonight getting a big win, 49-29, getting to 6-7 on the year. Axtell with the loss, dropping to 3-10. Taylor Weiser had a double-double, 14 points and 11 rebounds. She was our player to bank on, and rightfully so with the double-double tonight. Hallie Studer had 10. Tania Ewing almost a double-double with 9 points and 8 rebounds, and then Zoe Hayes chipped in with 9 as well. Kaylee Sandman in the loss for Axtell had 11 points and 7 rebounds to lead the way. In our boys' score, it is Riverside 23, Axtell 14. Percy Duncan leading the Cyclones, 11 in the first half. Kobe Davis at 6. Brandon Schmelzley, the leading scorer for Axtell with 7 points. And then Eli Brockstrom has 4. Isaac Detweiler has 3. We'll take one final timeout when we come back. Second half is coming your way next. Stick around. Our halftime coverage, of course, has been presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. 785-284-7611.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
January is National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holiday, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of three people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
How does identity theft protection, cell phone protection, accidental death and dismemberment insurance, roadside assistance, and more for only $5 a month sound to you? Hi, this is Troy at GN Bank. Ask us about adding Advantage Benefits Program to your GN Bank account today. It provides you with an advocate to guide you through the needed steps to restore your identity if your credit cards or identity gets compromised. Ask today about adding Advantage Benefits to your account for only $5 a month. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Sticking with us, getting ready for the second half between Riverside and Axel. Cyclones leading here at Axel 23-14. They led 9-6 after the first quarter and then outscored Axel 14-8 in the second. And they're led by Percy Duncan, who had 11 in the first half. Axel had 7 from the freshman, Brandon Schmelsley. It'll be the starting five for Riverside here in the early portions of the third with Davis, Studer, Duncan, and Duncan. It'll be Detweiler, Sawyer, Dieters, Rocksterman, Schmelsley, and Strothman on the floor for Axtell. We'll switch sides. Axtell going left to right. Riverside right to left. 23-14 Riverside. And here we go. Second half underway. Detweiler gets the inbounds pass. Left side to Dieters. Now Schmelsley on the wing. Top of the key to Brockstrom. Trying to let this play develop. Now Dieters right side to Detweiler. He's on the wing, pushing Dieters through. Nothing there. Now Schmelsley at the top of the key. Who will fire a three. Left it short. Detweiler gets the miss and then had it knocked away in a steal. Now Riverside, their first possession here in the third quarter, leading 23-14. Here's Kobe Davis, left side to Studer. Studer, high left, guarded by Schmelsley. Swings the pass for Jacoby Davis in the corner, but it's picked up by Todrick Duncan. Now Studer for three. That one is too strong. Rebound for Detweiler, getting up the floor in transition. Euro steps two, and his layup is no good. And a rebound off the miss by Todrick Duncan. And Duncan had his shot deflected out of bounds, and last touch by Axel to Riverside Heat. We've played 105 here in the third quarter, still looking for our first points. 23-14 Riverside. Studer inside. Kobe Davis, easy bucket for two. Kobe Davis now with eight, makes it 25-14, the lead 11 for Riverside. Here's Dieters, left side to Schmelzley. Dieters cut, nothing there. Now Brockstrom in top of the key. Looking for Strothman, deflected. Strothman got it back, avoiding a steal. Detweiler, right wing three, in and out, no good. And a rebound for Studer. Boy, just nothing has fallen for Axel tonight. They've had a lot of good looks, just unable to connect. Here's Studer on the wing, left side, bouncing it to the elbow with Percy Duncan. Now left side, Studer in the corner. He'll try another three. This one too strong, and a rebound by Sawyer Dieters. Here's Schmelzley at the elbow. Now Dieters, top of the key for three. No good. And a rebound for Riverside. Duncan, another rebound. They'll slow it up. Kobe Davis walks it across the timeline. His team up 25-14 here on the road. Here's Studer, left side. Now Kobe Davis in the corner. Pass kicked out of bounds. It stays here. 5:44 left here in the third. Studer to throw it in. Gets it to Kobe Davis in the corner. Now Todrick Duncan inside. Back to Studer. This is Percy Duncan. Difficult shot, and it trickles off. No good. And Strothman clears it for Axel. Here's Dieters, left side to Brockstrom on the wing. Holds it at the right hip. Now top of the key to Schmelzley. Here's Detweiler, right side. Baseline drive cut off by Kobe Davis. Good defense there. Now off to Dieters. Left side it goes to Schmelzley. They get it inside to Detweiler. Short corner left. Backs it out into the corner. They reset up top with Schmelzley. 3 minutes into this third quarter, 25-14 Riverside. Here's Brockstrom, guarded by Ryder Davis. Now Detweiler, top of the key. A long possession here. Now Schmelzley in the left corner. Gets it to the wing, now works it inside. Pulls up from 10, in and out, no good. That's been the night so far for Axel, just unable to get shots to fall. And here's Kobe Davis. Gets it across to Todrick Duncan at the elbow. Now inside to Studer. Missed the layup, and Strothman with a rebound, and then he had it knocked away. So there's another deflected pass, and now Axel comes away with a steal. Here's Schmelzley. Skips it to Detweiler. Baseline drive. Kicks it right corner. Brockstrom in a three. Short. And a rebound for Riverside. Just a tough shooting night. And we're halfway into the third. It was 23-14 at halftime. It's 25-14 right now. So we have 2 points. Over 4 minutes into this third. Both teams are struggling offensively. Grant Bussing back in the game for Axel, taking the spot of Sawyer Dieters. As Kobe Davis gets the inbounds pass, and they'll continue to keep the pace at their level. Good pass inside. Percy Duncan in between two. His shot is up, no good, but a foul, and two free throws on the way for Percy Duncan, the sophomore. That's the first foul of the second half, and they'll get Grant Bussing, who just got back into the game, and now he picks up his fourth foul. That'll get Grady Bussing to the scorer's table. As Percy Duncan knocks in the first free throw. He's now 4-5 at the line and has 12 points to lead all scores. Makes it 26-14. Largest lead of the game for Riverside at 12. Second. second by Duncan. In and out, no good. Rebound for Schmelzley. Coming up on 3.5 minutes left here in the third. 26-14. Riverside by 12. Near steal, but Brockstrom has it. Now Schmelzley top of the key. There's a lazy pass, and Kobe Davis trying to come away with a steal. Ball's at midcourt. It gets up to Ryder Davis, and his layup is good. Fans wanting a foul, but not getting it. Now it's 28-14, a double-up lead for Riverside. Brockstrom, good pass to Strothman. Missed the layup. It's been that kind of night offensively, and now there's an and-one, or they're going to get a traveling call on Todrick Duncan for the turnover in transition by Riverside, but the Cyclones in control right now at 28-14, under 3 minutes left here in the third. Here's Detweiler, gets a screen by Strothman, gets in the lane, right side Brockstrom, corner three, short. And a whistle and a tie-up between Davis and Detweiler, and it will go back to Riverside. So Kobe Davis will walk it across the timeline, 2:40 and counting, third quarter. Axtell has not scored here in the third quarter. He's played 4.5 minutes. Kobe Davis bouncing it to Studer. Long two right corner is short. And the rebound finally picked up by Detweiler. Axtell get their first points here in the third. Here's Detweiler top of the key. Curls around a Strothman screen. Foul on the floor. And they will get Kobe Davis with this foul. That's his first. So Schmelzley to throw it in underneath his own bucket. Detweiler in for two, and that one is short. Rebound Schmelzley. He'll turn around and fire. That one no good. And a rebound for Kobe Davis. Again, just the shot simply not falling tonight. Even when the looks have been good. And just unable to connect for Axtell. Here's Kobe Davis, top of the key. Now to Ryder Davis in the corner. Down under 1:45 left here in the third. It's a 28-14 Riverside lead. Studer had it knocked away and out of bounds. The Riverside will keep. Throw it in near sideline in front of their own bench. Studer gets it in to Kobe Davis. Right side to Ryder Davis on the wing. Into the corner it goes with Percy Duncan. Now that's a lazy pass, and that's going to be intercepted. Detweiler missing the shot, but a second chance opportunity is up and good by Eli Brockstrom, and he'll have a chance for a three-point play. As Todrick Duncan picked up the foul, his third. Makes it 28-16. And the free throw is good. Make it 28-17. And a timeout called by Axtell at 1:23 left here in the third. It is a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. In 28-17, Riverside now, their lead is 11. Axtell just getting their first points here in the third quarter, and we're down to 1:23 left, so first half was a struggle, but the second half's been an even bigger struggle offensively. Certainly plenty of time and not out of this game yet. Riverside has kind of kept the pace at their level, which is slow, taking a lot of time in the half court. As Riverside will have the ball and the lead out of the timeout, 28-17 with 1:23 left here in the third. Here's Kobe Davis, slowly across the timeline from right to left. Now he's going to angle right, stop, come back here left. Spinning on Schmelzley, hands it off to Ryder Davis, who is guarded by Evan Bussing. down to a minute left here in the quarter. Studer on the wing, up top to Roop, who just checked back in. Right side to Ryder Davis. They go inside. It's Percy Duncan, shot blocked. Gets his own rebound. Second chance is no good. Gets it again, no good, and gets another opportunity and is fouled on the floor. Three straight offensive rebounds and missed putbacks by Percy Duncan, and then he's fouled on the floor. With 46 seconds left here in the quarter, they're going to get Grady Bussing with this foul, his first. Team second, Suter into the corner. It goes to Ryder Davis. Comes out of the corner and dribbles to the top of the key. Again, they are really controlling the pace in the half court. There's a whistle and a foul. They're going to get Detweiler with this one. Stops the clock at just under 34 seconds left here in the quarter. The first foul by Detweiler. Here's Kobe Davis, guarded by Schmelzley. Into the left corner it goes with Ryder Davis. They want to take up this time and use it for the final shot. Or maybe not. Ryder Davis drives and hits a floater. Makes it a 30-17 Riverside lead. Now 10 seconds to go in the half. Schmelzley, a drive, shot, no good, and a rebound by Grady Bussing, and he is fouled, and he'll shoot two with now 6.5 seconds left in the quarter. He'll get Studer with this foul. That is his third, and team foul number three. So this is Grady Bussing, the 6'1 sophomore, to shoot two. He's yet to score tonight. And the free throw is off, no good. 30-17, Riverside by 13. 6.5 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Todrick Duncan will check back in for Brock Studer. Grady Bussing, one more free throw. Got that one. They get it into Kobe Davis with 3 seconds left. He wants to attack and lost it out of bounds with a second to go, and that's going to be a turnover by Riverside. So Axel gets it back, but with just 1 second to go, leading 30-18. Detweiler gets it in, chucks one at the buzzer, hits the side of the backboard, no good, and we head to the fourth. Riverside on the road, trying to get a non-league win. They lead it at Axel 30-18. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on Candleland Radio.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
Kansaland Radio.
Final quarter here from Axtell. Eagles are down at 12 to Riverside, 30-18 as the fourth quarter is underway. Here is Brockstrom, top of the key. It goes to Grady Bussing. Now Detweiler, a look from three, left it short, but gets his own miss. Now we'll pull from 19 and hits a long two. Five now for Isaac Detweiler. Gets it to within 10 at 30-20. Just getting going in the final quarter. There's a backdoor cut inside. Kobe Davis, layup good. 12 now for Kobe Davis. 32-20, Riverside by 12. 40 seconds into the fourth. Here's Schmelzley. Left side it goes to Grady Bussing and then into the corner with Detweiler. Now it's Evan Bussing at the top of the key. Back to Brockstrommen. Brockstrommen hands it off to Schmelzley. Curls in the lane. Floats it. Gets it. Big shot by Brandon Schmelzley, who now has 9. Makes it 32-20 to Riverside. We've played 70 seconds here in the fourth quarter. Here is Todrick Duncan. Gets it off to Percy Duncan, top of the key. Hands it off to Kobe Davis. Stops at the top of the key. Now Studer left corner. Dribbles out of some trouble. Back to Kobe Davis, top of the key. Wants a ball screen from Todrick Duncan. That goes to Percy Duncan, who hands it back to Kobe Davis, who fires from 17. It's well off, no good. But an offensive rebound by Todrick Duncan keeps it alive off to Percy. His shot's no good. And a rebound by Schmelzley, and then a foul. I think they're going to get Todrick Duncan. That would be his fourth. So a big foul. Makes it 14 fouls on Riverside in the fourth by Todrick Duncan. And he's still out there now with four fouls. He's still got a little bit over 6 minutes left here in the game. Here's Detweiler, top of the key to Grady Bussing. Now Schmelzley on the wing. He'll fire a three, short. Detweiler gets the miss and misses a second opportunity. And a rebound for Studer. Kobe Davis will slowly walk it across the timeline. His team up 10, 32-22. 5:45 clock running, fourth quarter. There's Percy Duncan off to Todrick. On the left wing, top of the key, it goes to Studer. Triple threat position, swings it through, now back to Percy. Percy looking for Todrick inside, spins, fires, no good, but he drew the foul and will shoot two. Team foul number four against Axtell. This one on Schmelzley. That's his second. And Todrick Duncan, who's 0-for-3 at the line tonight, will shoot two. This one's good. He's got 5. He's also got 10 rebounds. Makes it 33-22. He goes 2-for-2, make it 34-22. 5:29 left in the game. Todrick Duncan will come out. Roop will check in. Here's Brockstrommen. Left wing three. He'll fire. In and out. No good. Rebound Riverside. So a quick one and done possession by Axtell. As Kobe Davis will walk it across the timeline. Angles right. Hands it off to Ryder Davis on the wing. Now it's Percy Duncan, top of the key. Left side to Kobe Davis. Now curls at the free throw line, and he's bumped there and a foul. And they'll get Schmelzley again. That's his third. Team foul number 5. 5 minutes to go in the game. Riverside with the ball leading 34-22. Kobe Davis in the corner. Nice drive on Schmelzley. His shot is blocked. Brockstrommen wants to work it up. Transition. Sidestep. Layup good. 9 for Eli Brockstrommen. Makes it 34-24. Down to 4:40 left here in the game. Kobe Davis had it knocked away, and it's going to be a steal. And out of bounds it goes. It was last touched by Evan Bussing, and out of bounds, and it goes back to Riverside. This should be Riverside ball. They're just making sure, confirming it is Riverside ball, and it is. There was no doubt it was last touched by Evan Bussing. They were trying to get one up in transition, and it was deflected off of Evan Bussing's hand and out of bounds. Riverside gets it back, dealing with some pressure in the full court. And a timeout's going to be called by Riverside at 4:25 left in the game. They lead it 34-24. It is a 30, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. And Axtell just hanging around in this one. kind of a wild sequence that went on the Sabetha channel tonight with a broken rim in the boys' game on a two-handed dunk. Now, they had to move gyms to finish that game. So that closed the broadcast on the Sabetha channel as that game was tied with Silver Lake going into, or early on in the fourth quarter, that game was tied when that broken rim occurred. It's certainly something you don't see every night, really at any level. So Sabetha Silver Lake having to close that one out in another gym. Fortunate for us, we're in the same gym here at Axtell. Eagles trail Riverside 34-24 as Riverside has it out of the timeout in the 10-point lead. Here's Percy Duncan working on Detweiler, wants to drive. Difficult shots up and good over Detweiler. 14 for Percy Duncan, makes it 36-24 Riverside. As we're coming up on the halfway mark here in the fourth. Brockstrom in a drive, floater missed, gets his own rebound, misses that one, and a rebound for Riverside. A lot of second chance opportunities missed tonight by Axtell. And just the shooting has been unfortunate for the Eagles as Studer now dribbles out of some trouble in the left corner. Back it goes into the corner with Duncan. This is Todrick Duncan. Down to under 340. Tips. Studer has it knocked away, but a foul's going to be called as they're going to get Schmelzley again, who now all of a sudden has four. Here comes Owen Strothman back into the game, replacing Grady Bussing. But Schmelzley will stay out there with four fouls. We're down to 3:35 left, and instead, Grady Bussing will go back in real quick, and Schmelzley will come out with four fouls. 36-24, Riverside. They have the ball, 3.5 minutes left in the game. Kobe Davis being guarded by Brockstrom, and he's going to be called for a travel. So big turnover. Can Axtell get some points on this possession to try to chip away? Still some time at 3:23. But it's just been a tough night. Just 6 points here in the second half so far by Axtell. They get Owen Strothman inside, who lays it in for two. Nicely done. Strothman, his first bucket, gets it back to 10 at 36-26. As we're coming up on the final 3 minutes, here's Percy Duncan, kicks it to Studer, who might have gotten away with a walk, but trying to get it off into the corner, does so to Todrick Duncan, who now swings it back up top to Kobe Davis. Riverside doing a good job eating some time off the clock. Percy Duncan gets it back, and a travel's going to be called by Kobe Davis. And he lets out a scream and a frustration there. Not sure if he's just upset at himself or disagrees with the call. Either way, it's Axtell ball trailing 36-26 with 2:43 left in the game. Gets it into Detweiler on the run. Skips it left side. It's Evan Bussing for three, no good. Detweiler, though, gets the miss. Kicks it out to Brockstrom, and tips out of bounds. Last touch by Riverside, so the Eagles will keep it. 2:33 left, down 10. Schmelzley to throw it in, and gets it in to Detweiler on the right wing. Bounces to Schmelzley in the corner, who fires a deep three, short, and a rebound for Studer. And Todrick Duncan will work it across the timeline, get it off to Percy Duncan, left wing. Down to 2:15 left in the game. 36-26, Riverside by 10. Now Studer right side. Top of the key to Ryder Davis. Down to 2 minutes left. Looking for Todrick Duncan inside, but too much mustard on the pass and a turnover by Riverside, but at least a positive there. They continue to melt time off the clock. Still a 10-point lead, 36-26. We're under 2 minutes to go. Brockstrom left his feet, whistling a foul, and Brockstrom's going to shoot two at 1:50 to go. And the foul foul here is Studer, who picks up his fourth. And Brockstrommen hits the first free throw, and he's in the double figures with 10. And it cuts the deficit to 9 at 36-27. And the second free throw no good, but Detweiler steps on the line. He got the rebound, but turns it over because his foot slid to the baseline. And now Grady Bussing's going to check in for Schmelzley. And Schmelzley dealing with four fouls. We got 1:49 left in the game, 36-27 Riverside. And that's going to be a travel right on the inbounds as Duncan lost his footing and turns it over. Now we're going to get a whistle and a timeout, and we'll take one as well. This timeout presented by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Many flavors of popcorn to choose from, the perfect timeout snack. Riverside by 9 with 1:48 left. Back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Brandon Tadman, Seth Tollison with you. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show to follow our broadcast tonight, getting you caught up on all the action here in Northeast Kansas. The Riverside trying to hold on. They lead Axel 36-27 with 1:48 left in the game. Out of the timeout, Axel with the ball. Underneath their own bucket, Schmelzley set to throw it in. They get it to Detweiler on the right wing, guarded by Kobe Davis. Curls around a screen, works it all the way in, and a bump shot is good. And Detweiler now with 7, and it gets it to within 7 at 36-29. We're down to 1:34. Riverside trying to still just milk some clock. It's Percy Harvin up top, dribbles and hands it off on the right wing and gets it right back in the corner. Ryder Davis up top, down to 1:20. Here's Kobe Davis, and a whistle and a foul. And Schmelzley picks up the foul, and Schmelzley's going to foul out of the game. And he's upset because he was expecting one of his teammates to foul. The coaching staff was yelling to get one off to stop the clock. Schmelzley made the decision to pick up the foul, and he's out of the game with 9 points. And a one-on-one opportunity for Percy Duncan. And the free throw is good. 15 tonight for Percy Duncan. He has been very stout inside. He's also got 9 rebounds, and the second free throw is up and good, and a timeout is called by Riverside, and we'll take one as well. Another timeout brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Many flavors to choose from, and it's the perfect timeout snack. We're back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
1:14 left in the ball game. Riverside trying to hold on. They lead here at Axel 38-29. Two big free throws there by Percy Duncan to get it back to a 9-point advantage. Does Axel have a late push? Needing some points out of the timeout. Detweiler near sideline up the floor. Stops on the right wing. Wants to get a double screen. Curls to the elbow. Now all the way inside. Layup good. And and a quick timeout. Makes it 38-31 with a minute three left. It is a 30. We'll keep it right here. So up next for both of these teams, Axtell back in action on Tuesday. Get back inside the TVL. They'll go to Donovan West. And for Riverside, they get back to their home floor on a Tuesday night next week as they're back into Big 7 play. They will host Sabetha. We got 63 seconds remaining in this game. Axel down 7 at 38-31. Riverside will have the ball out of the timeout. Axel's going to bump up this pressure, no doubt, in the full court. And both of these teams hovering around 500. Axtell 5-6, Riverside 5-7. Though Axtell has lost four of their last five, Cyclones are 3-3 over their last six. So out of the timeouts, Riverside with it, up by seven. It'll be Ryder Davis to throw it in. Strothman will defend the inbounds, and then Kobe Davis gets the inbounds and is quickly fouled. 2 seconds go off the clock, so down to 101 as Brockstrom picks up the foul. And that is his third. So shooting free throws is Kobe Davis. It is a one-and-one opportunity. He's got 12 points tonight. He's a 59% free throw shooter on the year. And he misses the free throw. And a rebound for Owen Strothman. Under a minute to go. Detweiler around a screen, and he's bumped and fouled, and he's going to shoot, or I should say not yet. That was the final foul to give for Riverside. So the next foul would put Axtell at the free throw line. Down to 54 seconds to go, 38-31 Riverside. Grady Bussing to throw it in, left side of his own backboard. To Detweiler, a long two, left it short, and a rebound for Studer, and then Detweiler quickly fouls him. Studer, who has not scored, has an opportunity with 50 seconds to go to extend his team's lead. They lead it right now 38-31. Studer, the 6-foot senior, 5 points, 4 rebounds per game. He's got 6 rebounds tonight looking for his first point. It'll be a big time to get it. And he does knock in the free throw, so he'll get the bonus. Makes it 39-31 with 50 and a half seconds to go. Second is also good. Big free throws by Brock Studer. Makes it 40-31, now under 50 seconds to go. Here's Detweiler, near side, with the ball screen, lost it. But gets it back, now works it in the lane, lost it again, and turns it over. And foul Studer, exactly like last time. Third foul on Detweiler. Team foul number 10, so it's a double bonus time now for Brock Studer. He'll shoot two. So a tough finish down the stretch. As Studer can really help ice this game away. He knocks in that free throw. He's now 3-for-3 at the line for 3 points. Sawyer Dieters and Grant Bussing are checking back in for Axtell. Strothman and Grady Bussing will head out. Down to 40.8 on the clock. Now a 10-point Riverside lead at 41-31. And he is perfect. Brock Studer, 4 big free throws down the stretch, 42-31. It's an 11-point Riverside lead. Here is Brockstrom in a deep three, no good. Battle for the rebound underneath is collected by Todrick Duncan, and they'll get it up the floor, and the layup is good. Ryder Davis with 6, 44-31. Riverside putting this one away with 20 seconds to go. Detweiler a deep three, no good. tip, whistle and a rebound, and a foul on Axtell. Grant Bussing picks up this one, and he is fouled out of the game, and this game pretty much wrapped up. With 12 seconds to go, Riverside leading by 13. Percy Duncan will shoot two. Pretty much wrap up this ball game, as Strothman will check in for Grant Bussing, who just fouled out, who did not score tonight but had three rebounds. Percy Duncan has scored. He's got 16 to lead all scores. Make it 17 with that free throw. This will drop Axtell to 5-7. Riverside will get to 6-7 with the win. Both these teams back in league action next week. Free throw is good. 18 for Percy Duncan. Down to 10 seconds to go. Detweiler gets a screen, curls in the lane, kicks it right side to Brockstrom for three. In and out, no good. Strothman a rebound and put back, but that's going to do it as Riverside wins it on the road, 46-33, picking up win number six on the year. Axtell dropping to 5-7 with the loss. Again, 46-33. Our postgame is up next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll do it after a timeout. Keep it locked here on Kansaland Radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2222 for a free quote.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Riverside with the sweep in a Big 7 TBL showdown. Cyclones come to Axtell, get a pair of wins. Girls victorious in the first game, 49-29. And the Cyclone boys cap it off in game two, 46-33. Seth Tollison in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. One final time as we get you the final numbers in this one. We'll start with Riverside. Percy Duncan, the sophomore, led the way 18 points and 9 rebounds. He was 8 out of 10 at the free throw line. Also in double figures was Kobe Davis with 12, 6 apiece from Ryder Davis and Todrick Duncan. Todrick Duncan with 6 points. He also had 12 rebounds and then 4 points and 6 rebounds from Brock Studer. For Axtell, they were led by Eli Brockstrom with 10 points, 9 apiece from Isaac Detweiler and Brandon Schmelsley. They got 4 from Owen Strothman. And then 1 point by Grady Bussing. Riverside out-rebounded Axtell, 33-27. Riverside, 19 turnovers. Axtell had 17 turnovers. Axtell, 5 of 11 at the free throw line. Riverside hit 14-24 at the free throw line. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. Well, Percy Duncan all night, the 6-foot sophomore, he was efficient. He was everywhere, and he was consistent. 18 points and 9 rebounds. He came into the game averaging nearly or roughly about 10.8 rebounds per game. And tonight, 18 points, 9 rebounds, and he was 8 out of 10 at the free throw line. So Percy Duncan, the sophomore, our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. Once again in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. So that's going to wrap up our broadcast here tonight. Stay tuned. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is right around the corner here on Kansaland Radio. But it is a Riverside sweep. The Cyclones getting it done. Riverside girls victorious 49-29 in Game 1. Cyclone boys victorious in Game 2, 46-33. And up next for both these teams, Riverside on Tuesday, they host Sabetha, while Axtell travels to Donovan West. For Seth Tollison back in studio, I'm Brandon Tamman signing off from Axtell High School. Again, stay tuned. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show right around the corner here on the MFT Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.